Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things, that God tested Abraham, and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Look, here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and split the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place in the distance. And Abraham said to his young men, You stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and both of them went together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Look the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went on together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to kill his son. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. And he said, Do not lay your hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him. Because now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord Jehovah will provide, as it is called to this day, in the mount of the Lord Jehovah it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah called to Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord Jehovah, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you. And in multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your descendant shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your descendant shall all the peoples of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Indeed Milcah, she has also borne children to your brother Nahor, Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah gave birth to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, she gave birth to also Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Maha.